We're talking about the occult paranormal activity, ghosts and demons, today on John, Not Quite Calvin. Hello, welcome back to John, Not Quite Calvin. I am your host, of course, the one and only John, Not Quite Calvin. So the last episode, we talked about one of the more interesting characters out there in the quote-unquote Christian world, Reverend Mother Christina Rake. And one of the things that really led me to her was actually research for this podcast. And to be honest, she's kind of going to be relevant once again in this episode. So if you don't like Caitlin Rake, what is wrong with you, you bigot? I'm just kidding. There's a lot of stuff wrong with liking somebody like Catherine Rake. One of the things actually would be with her book, God and the Paranormal, Volume 1. Remember, this is going to be a series. She is working on it. We do not know where it is going, but last week, we talked about her book, God and the Paranormal, Mediums, Ghosts, and the Afterlife in the Bible. And so she is going to be once again relevant in this podcast just because I'm going to be talking about the paranormal. I'm going to be talking about the ghosts, and I'm going to be talking about the demons and what the Bible has to say about those entities and those things that are in our world. But first, I looked up a poll today to try to see, gauge the interest and things like that of the paranormal in the United States. And there is definitely like a really big uptick. Interestingly enough, though, according to YouGov America, more than 1 in 5 people say that demons definitely exist, while slightly more than 24% believe that they probably exist. So the numbers are also similar to those who asked about ghosts, whether or not they exist or probably existed. This is something that's actually a little bit concerning, just because, what was it, like 60% or so of America claims to be Christian. But if you add those two numbers together, you have about 46%. So there's lots of people in the church, even, who don't believe that demons exist. So let's just go ahead and let's get into it. What does the Bible have to say about the paranormal, ghosts, and demons? So one of the first things that I wanted to point out is ghosts. Lots of people believe in ghosts. I've met many people, even atheists, who claim that paranormal shows and ghost hunters and things like that, even though they're really popularized on TV and stuff like that, just because they haven't found any real evidence doesn't mean that they're not out there. I've met lots of people that do believe in ghosts. They believe that there are spirits of souls trapped between this world and the next. And essentially, like, that's kind of what ghosts are. When I'm talking about ghosts, I'm talking about human beings, human souls that are not gone, but on Earth. Like, they're kind of trapped in between the current world and heaven, hell, the afterlife. That's what ghosts are. That's what they're supposed to be. You can go and say that there's different like categories and stuff of ghosts, but for the most part, when we are talking about ghosts, we are talking about human souls that are dead, but still here in some way. What does the Bible, though, have to say about ghosts as we understand it today? One of the big ones I would point to is Job chapter 7, verse 10. He returns no more to his house, nor does his place know him anymore. This is talking about men who die. So is it possible that there is a ghost that's haunting your house? No, absolutely not. There's not a human soul that is haunting your house. Why? Because the house doesn't remember him, and he doesn't return to the house. So there aren't ghosts and things attached to objects, homes, or people and things like that. I'm just going to be honest. The other thing is that we have to remember what the Bible says about humans. It says, I believe it's in Hebrews. Yes, it is. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Verse 28 goes on to talk about, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 specifically is what I'm focusing on here, as in, just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. God doesn't make mistakes. And one of the biggest mistakes would be to not judge a soul or to have them awaiting trial. There is not a waiting period. There's not a waiting room. There aren't people just wandering around the earth right now going, well, I guess it's just not really my time to go, but I'm dead, so. Anyway, no, God does not make mistakes. God is the ruler of life and death. So when somebody dies, it is actually appointed for God to die. The bullet does not come out of the gun unless God allows it to happen. Plenty of people have survived suicide attempts. Plenty of people have survived miraculous things. There are people that survived tornadoes, car accidents, horrendous, terrible, crazy things. People survive miraculously. People do not die unless God allows them, or not allows them, unless God specifically calls them to die. So therefore, when there is somebody who has died, God is judging them, and he has judged them. There are no souls that are wandering around the earth. The only place that human souls go, as of right now, is heaven and hell. And why do I say as of right now? Because we are awaiting an afterlife. We are awaiting the new heavens and the new earth. So the human soul will continue on for all eternity. However, as of right now, either they go into what we perceive as heaven or a peaceful rest, as the Christians who are faithful to Christ will experience should they die before the second coming, or they are currently being judged and experiencing the full measure and wrath of hell. They are not wandering this earth. They are not talking to you. They are not walking around in your attic. They are not knocking on your doors. They are not communicating with you. There is no way to communicate with them. There is no way to see them. And they do not appear because they do not exist on this plane any longer. So with that, we have the conversation that goes naturally is with mediums. So like, what are mediums channeling? What are mediums talking about then if they do not talk to my dead relative, if they are not channeling the spirits, if they do not know what is happening? And the thing is, they're full of it. They're a bunch of liars, and or they're hearing voices that are not human souls and are demons. There is no if, and, or but. There is no in between here, okay? Either they are hearing voices that are demonic, claiming to be the dead, and they do believe that it's actually the dead who are talking when it's not, or they're lying and full of it. The other thing would be that they're experiencing a mental illness, such as schizophrenia, where they are in some sort of a hallucinogenic state, and they're hearing voices, in which case they need to be checked out by a doctor. And the thing too is that, remember back to last week when I talked about how dangerous the Reverend Mother Christina Rake is. One of the things that is extremely dangerous about her is the book that she wrote and the opinions that she holds in that book. One of the opinions is that the dead do speak. Christina Rake believes that she hears the dead in complete sentences, if you remember. She is a medium. She thinks that she is a psychic. She tries to help the police find missing people through psychic abilities. She is trying to prove that psychics are real using science. And the thing is that that is extremely dangerous and is extremely unbiblical and unorthodox, as the scriptures have a lot to say about this. Leviticus 19:31, do not turn to mediums or necromancers. These are psychics or people who are raising the spirits of the dead in order to communicate with them. It says, continuing, do not seek them out, and so make yourself unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. And then some people really like to point out the fact that Saul went to the witch of Endor and raised the spirit of Samuel, so it has to be true. But we actually need to realize something. In 1 Chronicles 10:13 through 14, it talks about the consequences of that action. So Saul died for his breach of faith. He broke faith with the Lord in that he did not keep the command of the Lord and also consulted a medium, seeking guidance. He did not seek guidance from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. The thing is that it isn't a good story. The fact that the witch of Endor raised the spirit of Samuel and spoke isn't proof that the spirit of Samuel is calling, like is to be called upon. It isn't to prove the fact that necromancers and mediums and psychics are real and that they can do that. It's not. Okay, that's not the case at all. In fact, it was a bad thing that he did it. Why is it that the quote-unquote spirit of Samuel said something that was consistent with what Samuel said throughout his life? Demons are aware of what is happening. Demons are aware of the things that prophets say. You know why? Because they're probably following them around to try to harass them and hurt them and harm them. There are lots and lots of demons roaming about the earth, friends. And the thing is that they aren't stupid and they aren't deaf. They're trying to get your goat. They're trying to get you to do things that are unbiblical and dangerous and will only result in pain, suffering, sin, and death. Next, we talk about the fact that when she talks about psychics and things like that, she's like, oh, it's perfectly fine to be a psychic. Perfectly fine to be a psychic and a Christian. But we know if we read our Bibles, that isn't the case. In fact, Paul says something along the lines of, if you're a psychic, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not just talked about in the Old Testament. It's talked about in the New Testament. Fortune tellers and people who claim that they are talking to the dead are necromancers, okay? Necromancers aren't what some people in fantasy who read fantasy a lot would believe. They aren't like fully raising dead people and making zombies. Necromancers are literally just people who are trying to raise the souls of dead people in order to communicate with them and hear about the afterlife. The other thing is that if you notice, most psychics are pretty loose and fast with scripture. They are not biblical. They don't have a biblical understanding of heaven and hell. If you recall Wiccans, witches, they try to channel paranormal entities all the time. They do believe in ghosts. They do believe in the spiritual realm, the paranormal, the supernatural. And if you notice, most of them didn't believe in heaven or hell. Why is that? Because when they're channeling demons, do you think that demons are like, oh yeah, by the way, if you don't trust in Jesus Christ, you are going to burn in hell? No. You know why? Because they want you there. They don't want you following Christ. They don't want you reading your Bible and believing that the commands and things are to be taken seriously. They don't want you doing what God tells you to do. Why would they? They're going to hell. They're trying to bring you with you. They're trying to bring you with them. Of course they're going to lie to you. Demons lie all the time. And the other thing is, going back once again to Christina Rake, going back to her book, she says, are all ghosts demons trying to trick you? And she says, of course not, absolutely not. That's a bold statement. That's a bold statement, and that's a dangerous statement. Essentially what that's saying is, if you're hearing somebody who claims to be a relative, listen to them. Believe everything that you hear. Don't trust the, you know, don't test the spirits like the Bible says. seriously, the book God and the Paranormal is one of the most unbiblical books just from the back cover. Like, the things that she claims to be an expert on, the things that she says that are in the Bible aren't in the Bible. She makes it sound like the Bible is not clear on the fact that you're not supposed to trust in mediums. You're not supposed to trust in psychics. You're not supposed to trust in ghosts. You're not supposed to believe in ghosts. You're supposed to believe in demons, though. Demons are real. Absolutely, demons are real. Do you really think that there's only one evil entity out there other than man? Do you really believe that it's just Satan crawling about on his belly and tempting all of mankind? Satan, Lucifer, is not a omnipotent, omnipresent being. He can only be one place at one time. He is not God. He was thrown out of heaven because he wanted to be God. But he is not able to overthrow God. He is not more powerful than God. He cannot overthrow him. He can't thwart him. He isn't everywhere at once. He isn't multiple places at once. You know why? He's one entity. He's one being. He's one spiritual being. He's a fallen angel. A powerful one. A horrible one. A terrible one. Yes. But he is one. The rest of the demons are all fallen angels. They all have a similar agenda. They all have a similar desire. And that is to trick you and to take you to hell with them. Do not trust something claiming to be a human being that isn't a human being. The other thing that I wanted to talk about today was actually demon possession. That's something that actually really has a lot of people interested. Recently, I watched the movie The Exorcist. It is October. I am a fan of horror. I've never seen it before, so we decided to watch it. And that got me thinking about another aspect of the paranormal, and that is demons and demon possession. Can demons possess people? Absolutely. Absolutely, demons can possess people. In fact, there's lots of people who are possessed by demons. There are lots of people who do things that are very demonic. And there are people who are falling for clever traps and things like that, and allowing demons to run about in their lives, whether they believe it or not. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was actually some common signs of possession, because I think that this will facilitate further discussion, get me onto my next point. So what are the signs of possession? Contortions, paranormal capabilities, superhuman strength, knowledge of previously unknown languages, unnatural body movements, speaking in tongues, insults, blasphemies, appearance of wounds that vanish as quickly as they appear, thinking oneself possessed, leading a wicked life, living outside the rules of society, being persistently ill, falling into heavy sleep and vomiting strange objects, making a pact with the devil, being troubled by spirits, being tired of living, being uncomfortable, ugly, and violent, making sounds and movements like an animal. Doesn't some of these signs of demonic possession sound like what you would see coming from a charismatic church? See, this is why things are concerning in the church in America. We're not discerning the spirits. We're not discerning the things of the time. And the thing is that speaking in tongues and babbling madly is a sign of possession. It's not normal behavior. Running around and oinking like a pig and falling about and convulsing on the ground, that's literally demon possession. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit does not act like that. The thing is that we need to understand that God is a God of order. God is a God of humor. Like, he does have humor. He has a very good sense of humor. In fact, in the scriptures, he does say funny things. And he makes funny things. I mean, the platypus. That's pretty funny. God has a very good sense of humor, but the thing is that God also is a God of order. He is a God of logic. He is a God of respectability. And the thing is that he would not make you flail about, babbling like an idiot, plucking around like a chicken and doing weird movements and things like that. The other thing that you need to realize is some other signs of possession, paranormal capabilities. People who are claiming that they can like hear voices, people who are claiming that they can astro project, people who are claiming that they have the ability to see things when they can't see things. Huh. Doesn't that sound an awful lot like our hero, Reverend Mother Christina Rake? Remember last week I was talking about her and the fact that she claimed that she could hear dead people in full sentences, the fact that she could astro project, the fact that she could see things without seeing them. Yeah. Those are all signs of demon possession. And the thing is that some people might be listening to this and be like, John, not quite Calvin, has completely lost it. He thinks that this woman is a demon, and it's not just the fact that she's just a woman who's just trying to do what she does, and she's just slightly misled. John, not quite Calvin, is so evil and horrible. Hear me out. Hear me out. This is a woman who claims to have paranormal capabilities, to have knowledge, special revelation in things that are not normal. She believes that she can hear voices of the dead. She believes that she can see things when she's not there. She's doing things that are paranormal just by nature. The other thing is that she is a woman who wants to be a pastor, who wants to be a priest, who wants to be in a position of authority. She made her own church. She has a very vocal presence on Facebook, on Twitter, on her website through her church. She writes the letters to the Holy See of Rome. She's trying to cause change, not only in old Catholic, you know, American old Catholic church, or the old Catholic church denomination. She's trying to make changes in Catholicism in general. She affirms things that aren't God honoring. She does not listen to what the scriptures have to say in multiple areas of life, not just the fact that she is a preacher and a pastor and in a position of authority, considering the fact that she is in control of an entire church, which is something that the Bible is very clear. Women are not supposed to be in a position like that. And not only that, she affirms doctrines that are completely anti-biblical. She affirms LGBTQ. She affirms people who are living a promiscuous life. She doesn't preach the gospel. She doesn't teach what the Bible teaches. She doesn't respect what God has to say. And it's really clear. And then on top of that, she's writing dangerous statements, dangerous books, claiming that, you know, you can talk to the dead. Like the people who are trying to talk to you, the spirits that are trying to talk to you are just dead relatives. They're definitely not demons who are trying to trick you. She's advocating for demons because she's making it sound like the things that they're doing are real. Therefore, she's making what they're actually doing not the focus. Okay? She's leading people literally down this path to where she wants them to not just consult the scriptures and to pray and to seek the Holy Spirit and to seek God's guidance on things, but it's perfectly fine going completely against the scriptures and seeking out mediums, seeking out psychics, or straight up practicing these things. And here's the disgusting part too. I can rave about Reverend Mother Christina Rake for hours and hours on end. But the thing is that this isn't even uncommon. This isn't even uncommon in evangelicalism. Okay, like the issue that we have in evangelicalism is either people don't believe in the demons at all, or they believe in ghosts. There's very few people that are looking at the so-called ghostly apparitions and going, wow, that's a demon. No, they're going, oh, wow. It's actually a ghost. It's actually my mother talking to me. And they're consulting psychics and they're going to mediums and things like that. They're trying to get their fortunes read. They're all about the horoscopes and astrology and all these things that the Bible really does talk about those things, that they're a waste of time and to not get caught up in those things. However, we're fine with that. And the other thing too is that we're not discerning the spirits. We've lost any discretion. So even when something happens, if anything paranormal happens or supernatural happens, we think that it's a sign that God is there. Why? Because we don't believe in demons anymore. We don't believe that there are actually things out there that are trying to keep us from honoring and worshiping God to the fullest and in a right manner. Seriously, go back to the signs of possession here. Contortions, supernatural strength, knowledge of previously unknown languages, speaking in tongues, unnatural body movements, blasphemies. Thinking oneself possessed. How many times have you heard one of these people who are jittering about and making these weird noises and movements like animals and stuff just being like, oh, I can feel the spirit. The Holy Spirit does not work like that. The Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the scriptures. He opens your eyes to the supernatural. He tells you the truth and he points you to Christ. Running around like a maniac on a stage, pretending that you're a chicken, isn't leading you to Christ. It's leading you to the coop. All right? It's disgusting. We need to understand the fact that the scriptures are really clear about things like this. We are supposed to be discerning about these things. We are supposed to be careful about these things. Do ghosts exist? Absolutely not. Ultimately, absolutely not. Ghosts don't exist. Do not seek them out. If something is talking to you and it's claiming that it's a dead relative, it isn't. Even if it has knowledge of things that you really think that it shouldn't have any knowledge of, you need to understand that demons are everywhere. They're literally everywhere. There's no reason that they couldn't figure it out. There's no reason that they can't possess somebody, look up some stuff on the internet. There's no reason that they couldn't have been privy to some conversations and stuff that you thought were private. Why not? Why couldn't they? They don't have to knock. They don't have to tell you when they're around. They don't even have to do anything to you. They can literally just sit there trying to collect information to mess with you later. Why not? Be discerning, people. Our enemy is always on the move. And the thing is that another sign of demonic activity that wasn't stated in this is hatred of the scriptures, hatred of God, hatred of the things of God. Notice that books like God and the Paranormal doesn't actually point you to the scriptures. You know why? It can't point you to the scriptures because the scriptures are clear about the things that she's saying it isn't clear about. And she's just taking her position of authority. She's taking her spiritual title and she's running with it. Just because somebody claims to be a person of God doesn't make them one. Just because a pastor claims to be a man of God does not mean that he is. Be discerning. Hold them to the scriptures. Understand the scriptures for yourself. Read your Bibles. Seriously. That's how you combat things like this. That's how you understand things like this. This is common knowledge. This is really clear. Anybody who's read the Bible would immediately go, yes, we have an enemy. He is supernatural. There are demons. There are things out there that are trying to possess people. There are things out there that are trying to keep me from honoring God. Not just my flesh, not just sin. Demons, there are actual things attacking me that are beyond my ability, and I must have faith in Christ. The other thing is that we need to remember a quarter of Jesus' ministry on earth was exercising demons. That didn't just stop. Demons just didn't disappear altogether when Christ went up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of the Father. They still walk among us. They are still here today. They are still doing evil. They are still doing bad. We need to be discerning about the spirits of the times. We need to be understanding that we can't just take people who are sinners and liars at their word. We need to hold them to the scriptures. Understand your Bible. Read your Bible. It's as simple as that. I understand that I got passionate here, but to be honest, like this topic is just, it's so straightforward and so clear in the Bible. There's demons out there. There aren't ghosts. So I'll wrap it up for today. But if you want me to talk about this more, look into this more, I'm more than willing to do that. Leave me a like, comment, subscribe to our Facebook, johnnotquitecalvin.com. Check out our blog post, johnnotquitecalvin.com. And until next time, Soli Deo Gloria.